Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, has declined 6.62% to $38,018.85 in the past 24 hours. The world's biggest cryptocurrency saw a 26.7% drop on Wednesday. The most famous cryptocurrency started seeing a major decline after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his company will no longer accept Bitcoin as a digital payment due to the damage Bitcoin processing causes to the environment. Zhang Yiming, co-founder of TikTok owner ByteDance, told employees of the Chinese technology giant in a memo that he will step down as chief executive and be succeeded by co-founder Rubo Liang, the company disclosed on Thursday. Singaporean Health Ministry has directed the Office of Protection from Online Falsehoods and Manipulation Act to issue directions to social media portals in view of an assertion over a new COVID-19 variant originating in the country and its risks spreading to India. Social media sites will have to carry a correction notice to all their end users in Singapore who use Facebook, Twitter, and hardwarezone.com. Amazon.com was hit on Wednesday with 5 new lawsuits by women who worked in corporate or warehouse management roles and accused the online retailer of gender bias, racial bias, or both. The women aged 23 to 64 accused Amazon of favoring men over women in career growth, allowing supervisors to denigrate them and retaliating after they complained. An Amazon spokesman said the company has found no evidence supporting the accusations. There is not much difference in breakthrough COVID-19 infections amongst those vaccinated with Covishield and Covaxin vaccines, as per government data. Detection of coronavirus in a vaccinated person after 14 days of receiving COVID-19 vaccine is called breakthrough infection. While the absolute numbers are higher for Covishield, the difference isn't much in percentage terms. Reliance Retail Ventures has reportedly asked National Company Law Tribunal for permission to hold a shareholders' meet to consider and approve its ₹24,715 crore deal with Future Retail. Reliance stated that the legal proceedings involving Amazon and Future did not stop the Mukesh Ambani-led company from seeking its shareholders' approval for the deal, as the final verdict will come from Supreme Court. And that's all we have for you today. Have a good day.